Bindi, the relatively new Solomon Islands Prime Minister Rick Ho has passed his budget for the rest of this financial year, but it hasn't been all smooth sailing, has it?
No, it hasn't, Catherine. The lead up to this budget has been pretty ugly at times. A lot of people were expecting Rick Ho, when he got elected, to clean up the country's budget. He does have a strong background in finance, as we know, but the severity of the cuts he's made has taken a lot of people by surprise, especially the provincial premiers. They were up in arms about cuts to their provincial budgets. It even led the Western Province government to hold an emergency meeting on autonomy talks. They were that angry about it. But Rick Ho has said that these cuts are necessary in order to pay off previous debts and get the country's finances under control. But the major concern for those premiers and the local leaders who aren't happy about this is the effect it might have on the country's health and education services, which, as we know, are often stretched a little bit thin as it is.
Another group that aren't happy about the budget is the National Council of Women in Solomon Islands. What are they saying, Bindi?
Well, the National Council of Women are a government watchdog in this area. They're not afraid to call out the government when they feel they're not doing enough for women's rights and development in Solomon Islands. And they're not happy about this budget because out of all of the ministries in Solomon Islands, the Ministry of Women, Youth, Children and Family Affairs are going to be getting the least amount of money in the country's development budget. Now, out of $700 million allocated for development, they're only going to be getting $500,000 to last them until the end of the financial year. Now, given that domestic violence and the lack of women's political representation are such a big issue in Solomon Islands, that certainly raised a few eyebrows. Let's hear what the president of the National Council of Women, Ella Kahoe, had to say.
It's not enough. They're planning to go and pay a deputy poll to the newly elected Prime Minister, Rick Ho. So that is something that we will take forward with him. I don't think the government is justified enough talking about other priority areas. I think dealing with issues affecting women and children directly is a serious issue for this country. But again, the government has failed to recognize women's issues and issues affecting the vulnerable groups of this country.
That's Ella Kahu from the National Council of Women in Solomon Islands. As we heard, they're voicing her frustration with the cuts to the Ministry of Women there. So, Bindi, where will the money be going?
Well, almost half of that $700 million earmarked for development is going to be going to the Ministry of Rural Development. They're getting quite a big $320 million chunk of funding. And it certainly confirms that developing the infrastructure of the Solomon Islands is a major priority for Rick Ho at the moment. He's very determined to get on with building the undersea internet cable for Solomon Islands, and he also wants to start building the Tina Hydro project in Guadalcanal, which he says will be important for energy stability and also to help them move away from some less cleaner sources of power. So those are two really big projects to watch out for this year that could be really huge for Solomon Islands.